For decades, the little soundscriber sat ignored in a cabinet in UW Oshkosh's Arts and Communication Building. This summer, the school's director of radio and public radio alumnus, Randall Davidson, was cleaning out the transmitter room at station WRST. There he found the piece of equipment about the size of a bread box.
When you load it, you have to hit load.
It doesn't sound like much, but Davidson found a soundscriber model S-124 made in 1958. When he plugged in the machine, Davidson was amazed to see its reels slowly start to turn. Then sound came out of a tape that was still spooled onto it, like this clip from a Voice of America broadcast called The Living Earth.
In Ireland, there were some men who did not own land.
The soundscriber's tape is 2 inches wide and runs at only 2.5 inches per minute. Unlike more modern recorders, it has only one head and the tape is single channel. The recorders were used to log communications by the military, the FAA, and law enforcement. Radio stations use them to record broadcasts. Because they record so slowly, the tape reels can capture 24 hours of material. Suspecting there might be interest in such an unusual machine, Randall Davidson called the Library of Congress.
I contacted them. They got back to me the same day.
The soundscriber will be shipped to the Library of Congress for use in its audio restoration lab. Davidson says the Lyndon Baines Johnson Presidential Library may also be in the market for one.
Apparently some of the LBJ telephone logs are on tapes that only play on this machine.
That's what makes them so special.
They're hard to find today. There's just not many of them out there.
John Morton is a retired technician from Indiana. Over the years, he's repaired four of the machines and says he's never heard of one being unearthed in working condition. He says the recorders saw heavy use and wore out. That's left people with specialized tapes that are worthless without something to play them on.
The soundscriber tapes can only be played on the soundscriber recorder. There was no other recorder of any type that was ever made that used that format and that would play those tapes.
Davidson doesn't know how the soundscriber S-124 got into WRST's transmitter room, but has his theories.
I could see there probably was a ham radio enthusiast near here or who owned this before and just used it to log his conversations and then whatever he was trying to pick up out of the air.
Maybe it was this man.
We're looking forward to you coming up this summer.
Through the bad sound quality, he can be heard setting up what else but a fishing trip.
Just be up there and
eventually, the soundscriber company came out with an improved model and the S-124 was phased out. Maybe more are hiding somewhere, waiting to be found to unleash conversations, broadcasts, and maybe even secret recordings that have been hidden for years.
The Voice of America invites you to listen to the listening earth next week.
Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.